found the man himself. He's crossing the street. He's dressed for winter, even though it's 85 degrees and sunny in New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris DiStefano.
Yeah, what's up, old? This is it, man. From fucking Opie and Anthony to doing a podcast by the garbage can.
How pathetic is my life?
Oh, my God, dude. We're wearing ripped jeans. We look homeless.
Next thing you know, I get an email from Imus. I swear to you, it said, back in the 80s at NBC, we caught Howard Stern picking his nose and eating it.
Shut the fuck up. That's all he wrote.
Yeah, back in the 80s at NBC, we caught him picking his nose and eating it. And that was the whole email. Signed, Imus. It's perfect.
There was nothing else in the email.
Nothing. That's all he said. Back in the 80s at NBC, we caught him picking his nose and eating it.
Well, first of all, the colonoscopy. How was the prepping?
It was good. Basically, you know, it gets to the point where, like, you shit water. Like, actual water comes out of your ass. And I was good, man. I wore an adult-sized diaper. I put one on in the cab.
You did not.
Yeah, because I was my ass was, like, leaking water. So I had to go to Rite Aid, get an adult-sized diaper, and then basically, you know, leaked a little bit in the cab. And then they knocked me out. I got the anesthesia. Fucking!
How bummed were you that they knocked you out for the procedure? I know you appreciate a nice object in your hiney every once in a while.
Yeah, the first thing I asked when I got up, and it's true, like the doctor was laughing, but I was all out. I was like, "Yo, did I get hard?" That's what I asked him, and he was laughing. He was like, "No, no, no."
Right, the whole notion of umami. You know about umami?
Yeah, it's basically an indescribable thing that completes a dish.
American cheeseburgers, very rich in umami.
I was hanging out with this girl, and she just learned that word. I wanted to strangle her.
What, cheeseburger?
No.
I would strangle that.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Look up the name Lucien Sarti.
No. No, I'm not.
Corsican.
How about that? I'm not going to look it up.
People all over the country pulling over the side of the freeway on their
phone. Honey, get your phone.
How about no? How about a big no on that?
What's the name?
No, she was like, the umami in this. I'm like, it's ranch dressing. There's no umami, okay?
And I was walking around. I tried to call Carl, but I think he's got my number blocked.
Yeah, probably.
Because look what happens when I call Carl.
No, I wouldn't doubt it because you said he had bad breath. Remember that?
How did you meet the Cuban?
Were you at Miami? He floated up.
Close. Like a manatee.
Yeah. He's on a refrigerator door floating up to you.
I just got on Food Network. So I'm walking along, I go to this Cuban restaurant, the music's great, everything's going nuts, barely can hear anything, and I'm having a cocktail, sitting there, I got a couple buddies with me, and Mr. comes up, and he's, he had like 18 espressos and grind off his back teeth. He's like,
you want to buy a watch?
It's a Smurf. It's a Smurf.
Who has worse breath, Roland or Carl? I sat this close to Carl the whole time, I gotta say, the breath was all right.
Not bad, right?
Not bad, brother. Congrats. Chris said you had bad breath.
I do sometimes from the party.
It was Guy Fieri that turned me on to Carl.
I dropped him off like a homeless kid. Please just feed and water this once in a while.
In a basket with a note.
I hate this.
He was in a cage.
Yeah. We do the show, you know, a bunch, but then there were times he was here and busy with all the shows.
Right.
And so I would grab Carl as guys walking down the hall.
Yeah, because he was licking the door knob. There's gravy on here.
Oh, I love
this. This is too good. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Chris Stern at the pop up the mall goes out of nowhere, just says the Cuban has bad breath.
Did Chris really say that?
I was too scared to tell you.
Let's go back to the penis.
The man Cuban's breath stinks.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I just want to let the listeners know that his breath stinks.
Mine doesn't stink, right?
No, you smell good. I love the man Cuban.
Have you been keeping tabs on some of the tearful celebrities that are coming out and very sad?
Just watched one.
We just played the Miley Cyrus one.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's wonderful. I was thinking this girl is right where Anthony needs her to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anyone?
Really? I didn't see. That's why you kept asking me if I saw the pop-up. You motherfucker! Chris DiStefano? You don't have bad breath. You want to breathe in my face to prove it?
No, now I'm fucking weird. I'm insecure now.
he meant it in a good way?
That doesn't sound like a fucking good way at all. How the fuck does that mean a good way? How the fuck is that a good way? Can you explain that to me for 2 fucking seconds? So Chris Stefano's in a giant pop-up, and he's just fucking running his mouth about my breath?
I think he ran out of things to say.
So he's going to crush me like that?
Crushed you.
Chris Stefano really said that?
Yeah,
I got to watch this shit, man. Yeah. Fucking Chris. Are you fucking kidding me, Chris?
Let's go back to the penis.
The man Cuban's breath stinks.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
The way the Japanese kill fish compared to the way that we kill fish in the West...
completely different.
It's completely different. The way we kill fish is actually not good for the meat.
Right.
Because we let the thing suffocate. And that releases all kinds of hormones and enzymes, and it makes the fish not as good as the
way
the
Japanese... And how do they kill it? There's a certain technique. There's certain, you angle the fish and you kill...
Just fucking strangle it!
No! One time... a chef told me, make a lobster mac and cheese for the restaurant. And I said, okay. So I made a mac and cheese, and then I steamed a lobster and put it right next to it. I said, he goes, what the hell is this? I'm like, lobster mac and cheese. He goes, put them together. I'm like, you put them together.
But I thought we worked through the whole Carl has bad breath thing. You said that, and then I had to tell Carl. We had a good laugh about it, and then I said there's no way he has bad breath.
Yeah, I know. I got to stop doing out and Carl on shit. I did a comedy show a couple of months ago with Guy Fieri and everybody like that, and I just told the whole world Carl's going through a divorce.
I think you were the first to announce it. It was at his birthday party, and Carl was kind of telling everybody in the club early on, but it wasn't public knowledge yet. And I think it was your opening joke, you idiot.
Yeah, it was my opening joke, and I was like, sorry, Carl, I'll let you do coke out of my belly button.
Right. Did you hear him go, what the fuck, from the back of the room?
Yeah, he went, what the fuck? And then Guy...
I was standing right next to him, and all of a sudden he goes, what the fuck? And then it was out. The news was out.
And they suck balls.
Really? Every time I'm somebody like, oh, you're Cuban, we made Red Stepper. I'm like... no, you didn't. You made a giant swimming disappointment face.
That's my second ex-wife.
Dude, I promise you, if I get drunk, like if I get like afternoon drunk, I'm 100% going to send my dick out.
Oh my God.
I think the other one is Chilean sea bass, isn't it?
That's
isn't that right?
Patagonian toothfish.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
There you go. Exactly. Right.
But they never served that back. You never.
Those who's going to eat Patagonian toothfish?
Right. But then
just
all
like
sudden,
Carl said,
right. It sounds like a sexual perversion. Right?
But then all of a sudden they realize
like, that was my third one.
I was going to go there.
I know. I caught you on that.
Yeah, you cut them off.
Have you seen my dick pic? Did I tell you about the remote pic?
No. Is it impressive?
Well, what happened was a girl asked me to send a picture of my dick a couple of months ago, and I just couldn't get it up. So I stuck the Time Warner remote in my sweatpants and sent that out. It looks like I have a fucking hog. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, but it probably looks square.
No, dude. Look, I'll show you.
Did you figure out all the squareness of it?
No, I mean...
did you cover up the squareness?
No, it literally... well, if you look real close, you can see buttons, but hold on.
All right.
These are some of the shits I took that I showed my doctor.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
Bad, right?
Yeah, I don't even know how to explain that. I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like these idiots drinking PBR and thinking it's not fucking swill. It's PBR, dick. We got jobs to not have to drink PBR.
I like that cheap beer, though.
Ah, you're awful. That's that.
That's right. I did not miss Vic Henley. That's right. Remind yourself. Note to self.
All right, hold on.
All right, let me see the dick pic.
All right, hold on.
I was in the TV remote.
Yeah, hold on. Here we go. Look at that. Right? It's, like that. See, like that's what I sent, but that's my actual dick.
Oh, wait. Where's your actual dick?
It's like
that?
Yeah, like to the side.
But it looks like you got a mini me.
I got a hog.
Wow, but you made yourself look like you have a hog using the
TV remote.
That's not bad, bro.
The Time Warner cock,
dude. You wanna make some money?
Yep.
You have to do a YouTube video how to use a TV remote to take a dick pic. I'm telling you, it would do very well.
All right, I'm down, dude. Maybe I'll do it later.
And I'll tell you this, and you won't want to hear this, but you're not gonna like. A lot of places, they'll keep the shrimp next to where the sewers give out because they get free food. All human shit and everything coming out into the water, that's where you put the shrimp. and they grow pretty good for free. You know?
They go to town?
Huh?
They go to town on our feces?
Oh, they love it.
Come on.
Of course. But this is China. That's not here.
Hey, can we officially announce that Carl doesn't have bad breath?
Yeah, I just want to let everyone know, all the people listening, Carl doesn't have bad breath. But there was one time when he came into the studio. I think it was the time when we brought in that bull dick with Bobby Lee. He must have been licking that thing in the studio before, because his breath smelled like absolute horse manure. But
yeah, but we all have a bad day. I went over that with you once.
Yeah, no, I know. But there was Carl doesn't have bad breath. I've been like, ever since he had the bad breath that one time, I was like, I would always try to like smell it, and I never could. But I just, you know, I mean, publicly, I told America once that he has bad breath.
All right, we're good then. You know what?
Does this suck? Is this bad?
No, this doesn't suck, you paranoid fucking creep.
Were you sad for Hillary at all today? I know you're not a big Hillary fan, but that was pretty brutal.
When she was talking and getting a little choked up.
Choked up. Bill has tears in his eyes in the back. And then you're looking at a lady that, whether you love her or hate her, her career is over. That is it for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't think so.
I was trying to pull some emotion out of Anthony. What did I just meet you? Wrong topic. What did I just meet you?
What was that female serial killer's name? Jane Wall.
Wernos.
Yeah, Wernos. Thank you.
Yeah.
I had more sympathy for her when they gave it a fucking chair.
There's Ann.
Parmesan cheese. My family is, they love it. I fucking hate it.
I fucking hate you.
No, it's not.
So let me tell you what chickens do with free range. So chickens, there's a reason they call you chicken, right? Because you don't want to do something, right? So I watched for 20 minutes. The toughest chicken would look out the door and be like, tell the other chickens, fuck that, bro. And they would all, so the free range ones were just huddled around the door, and then the other ones were just sitting in the dark. That's the only difference.
He's right.
Oh, man.
When they say free range or cage free, all it means is they have a door so they could go outside. That's it.
But they don't go outside.
No,
they're chicken.
But then,
Anthony, but how cool is it that a guy that used to call our show that we would goof with and actually laugh at him, not with him,
yeah,
is now the president of the United States.
Fucking hilarious. It's hilarious. Remember that when he called us like dopes or idiots or morons or something?
I
was laughing my ass off thinking like, yeah, the president called Opie and Anthony dummies, and
that's amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of bad shit has to happen. You know what I mean? That nobody wants to talk about. For you to have a chicken breast the size of your head, bad shit happened. A lot of creepy stuff, a lot of backyard deals, a lot of backhanded deals, a lot of hormones, a lot of steroids, all this stuff happened so that you can take your little styrofoam package and say, I'm having chicken tonight.
The chicken thing, I was online once and they showed like a healthy, plump chicken from back in the day.
Right.
Compared to what we consider a healthy plump chicken.
Oh,
and it's night and day.
It looks like a pigeon.
Right.
It looks like a
old
pigeon.
One does.
It old school like, look like a pigeon, and they're like, fuck that. People want plumper chickens, and then they figured out how to raise them faster. So like,
it's like by the beginning of the porno career, the end of the porno
Exactly.
That went from a big party where people are drinking and laughing and making jokes to dead silence, and it turned into basically a wake.
Yeah, we were watching that on the news, and oh my God, it emptied out. It did. They slowly were walking out crying. It really was, it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
He laughs. It was kind of sad.
My friend would go, and when they would have a dish with Parmesan cheese, he would take out his lighter and put it against the cheese. And if it turned yellow, it was real. And if it turned brown, it was fake, because you'd burn the filler.
What's the filler?
The filler could be sawdust.
I think
I've been convinced over the years that it was sawdust, but yeah.
Sawdust is very popular.
Well, sawdust is organic. It's just wood.
It's wood.
And it's so thin that you're going to digest it. Right. It's going to probably melt into
You probably eat a lot more sawdust than you think, my friend.
What is it in?
A lot of stuff.
What? Give me a few more.
Like pre-made meatballs, a binder for jalapeno poppers, very low-grade commercial food. You know, like when your wife thinks that she's a chef, so she buys all the frozen hors d'oeuvres for your for that shitty cocktail party.
Right.
Yeah, sawdust party.
Wow.
Good job, Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, you loser.
He's sad. He's yelling to somebody.
He's basically like, what the fuck? He's holding his forehead. No, yeah. Man, what's going on? I got to talk to someone. What the fuck?
Brow.
Oh, I got a picture right here. Oh, he's digging. Oh, good for you. Good for you. Of course you got to give it a taste. Of course. Are you going to make believe you're not going to taste that?
Oh, this poor motherfucker.
Of course you got to taste. Right, Craig?
Oh, he's got friends watching. Oh, man.
There's some boogers you can't let let go.
Oh, that poor guy.
They're the perfect consistency. You got to give it a taste.
You ever finish or eat a roasted chicken and then you look at its carcass? It's tiny compared to the amount of meat that was on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So if you watch these chickens right before they kill them, they're very clumsy and a lot of them break their legs and they have to kill them right away and because they're fake. They've been so juiced up that they're basically like from New Jersey, like dudes from New Jersey. Like they got, Big Guido just gets knocked out one shot. Yeah, he hasn't done legs for fucking 10 years.
Just buys and tries.
Just
baby.
Buys and tries. So he's looking through the tent top, but one girl with three sangrias in her punches him in the face and he's night. I worked at a restaurant once. And we used to do a Cuban steak, and it was like a palomilla steak. And this guy came to sell me dairy cow meat. I never saw it before. So they would kill these old...
It's gray.
It's gray. Oh, my God. This cow... I mean, I'm sure they killed it with a pencil. It was so old.
In the eye? You stabbed it, right?
No, he just said, I'm going to kill you.
I'm sorry. You lost me for a second.
Fucking Vic.
Vic, you look totally from
Alabama. No, I literally thought
right you were... Right in the eye. Get him in here. Bleed out through the eye. That's what I was thinking. That's what you're thinking.
That's exactly what...
That thing will bleed like a sieve. Turn him over. He's bleeding, man.
You know what my favorite meat is?
What is it?
Filet mignon.
That's not a meat. That's a cut of beef.
You know that, right?
What do you mean? No, I'm serious. I order filet mignon. It's like...
Okay, but let me... Right. So, but why do you order filet mignon?
Because he got the baby teeth.
He does it, dog.
The baby wants softy steak.
So let's talk about the healthy part. First of all,
yeah, because this is clearly an expert on health right here.
I'm going to pick you
Oh, look at the time. I got to go. Dead.
I'm an authority on health because I should be dead.
That is true. Right? As your attorney.
I'm like a guy that fell out of a plane and lived at the flying out of the plane and lived seminar. Most people eat salmon, right? And one thing that blew my mind was I went to a salmon farm and I see this lady shows up with a color wheel. They have them pinned, you know, penned. She comes up with the color wheel and she looks at the fish. She moves the color wheel. She checks it. She comes back with the bucket of orange dye and just throws it in the water. And now the salmon skin, now the salmon flesh meat is orange. It had nothing to do because salmon are orange because of the krill, this little miniature animal. Right. And that makes them orange, right?
Same reason flamingos are pink.
Right. But in this pen, they don't turn orange, they're gray inside, and literally just dumped a 5-gallon bucket. So the lady's talking to us about how beautiful the salmon are, and this is going on behind me. I'm like, lady, I get what the hell's going on up there?
Why is that person pouring orange dye?
And it was like blood orange, the color, and you can smell the dye. Like, imagine to turn a living animal another color on the inside, not on the outside, inside,
right?
Dumb pumpkins. Stupid, dumb pumpkins and pumpkin puree and all that horse shit.
I revile the pumpkin spice season because it's made its way into beers and everything else at this point.
It's in everything.
Breakfast cereals and
most. I got you beat and you can look it up. Pumpkin flavored, was it flavored? Scented. Pumpkin scented toilet paper. Beat that one.
I'm just flying. I'm just flummoxed. I don't know.
You win.
You can't beat that one.
Right.
You got it. That's the de facto end of Western civilization. Right? Like
there's so many hot fucking girls out here. Holy shit. There's a lot of hot girls and Asian men. Oh, it's Fleet Week, dude.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. I saw them downtown today because I went downtown to try to pay a traffic ticket, and I got the wrong date. Right. So I saw all the sailors there from Fleet Week. It was fucking money.
Yo, Fleet Week, can we talk to you for a second? You want to talk to Fleet Week?
I would love to talk to Fleet Week.
Come on in here. Say hi, Fleet Week.
You want to come on? Do it for America. You're the Air Force. Fleet Week.
Fleet Week. In the house.
Show your bush.
You know San Marzano tomatoes? Everyone mm-hmm. knows what a San Marzano
Of course.
Tomato.
Tell them, though.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Tell those plebs on the other side of the room.
I'm not scared of black people. I'm not scared of really anybody except ghosts. That's the only things that scare me.
You're really scared of ghosts?
Yeah, dude. I fucking swear to God there's one in my new spot.
Where's your new spot?
Bay Ridge, baby. But what? I think somebody died in the basement in the 1950s.
Have you seen the ghost?
I certainly feel a presence. Every night when I'm about to go to sleep, I feel somebody sit at the edge of my bed.
Gilbert Gottfried! Gilbert!
Oh, Gilbert!
Gilbert, you want to be on our... Oh, it's an Asian guy.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of looked like Gilbert, though, no?
He did a little bit. And Gilbert lives in this neighborhood, right?
He lives pretty close. So, yeah. Listen, but you haven't seen the actual ghost.
No, I haven't seen the actual ghost yet, but I am like... I feel its presence, but that's really the only things that scare me is ghosts and the water.
You see those Libby's pumpkin cans that everyone uses to make that pumpkin? That's not pumpkin.
That's not
a winter squash.
Yeah. It's not even pumpkin.
It's not even pumpkin.
It's cheap horse squash. We call it, you feed a horse. Right. It's awful. And they put pumpkin flavor in food color.
And they sweeten it and food color. Right. And because you don't know, you're putting it in a pie crust and you're putting whipped cream on it and cinnamon and all of this course. Other stuff, right?
I remember as the first time a pastry chef made me a real pumpkin pie. They're like, never tasted. This is shit.
This tastes like a pumpkin.
I'm like, let's go get the one from A&P. That one was awesome. They're like, really no, that one, that's not pumpkin. I'm like... All right. They're like, no, chef, that's winter squash that they sweeten. This is real pumpkin.
That's what I want.
They're like, what do you think? I'm like, I don't like pumpkin.
That was it.
Do you live in this neighborhood?
I'm not telling you where I live.
Oh, all right, dude.
This is close enough.
Yeah, man. Well, I got a clean colon.
I know. What does that mean? So that means I should invite you over?
Yeah, man. I fucking take squeaky clean shits in your toilet.
I'll tell my wife and kids to beat it.
But look at that. Read and weep. Pumpkins. Scented or flavored toilet paper.
That is...
But Carl and I believe
I'm going to send that to all my enemies.
But I just beat it with this as I was looking it up. Read that, Nick, for everybody.
Oh, no. I see it.
Read that,
that
Nick.
That is glorious.
This is how we end this.
16 pumpkin spiced Tampax.
They put pumpkin flavor or
in Tampax. Well, that would be like a sweet and sour because...
Good night! Good night!
Look what's under it.
Thanks for listening! Bye!